Peshus the Rav, Peshus Rosh Shiva, the Rabbeim. Kinoga b'kaf yerach Yaakov. So the angel got Yaakov in the legs. Lucky strike. Right. Why the legs? Is there a particular, from that we got the Yisra of Gidanosha. Okay, look who made the Gidanosha. From because Kinoga b'kaf yerach Yaakov, they of Koimo. So, go back to the beginning, literally the beginning, Parshas Bereishis. The Adam is Nechshov and Chet Eitz Hadas. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam is setting up the ground rules of how things are going to go from now on. And he gives everyone their curse. So the Nachash is called Al Gachoncha Telech. You're going to slither. You're not going to, which Chazal understand from that, he used to walk. He had legs. Right? And they were cut off because he was Machshul Adam Rishon. Now, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? There's Machshul Adam, so now he loses his legs. But it gets a little bit more interesting. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam talks about Veva Oshis, Ben Chav, Uben Zara. Right? There's going to be now adversity, between the snake and all the children of Chava. Right? That Hu Yeshuv Charosh Vata Teshufenu Akev. Right? Man kills the snake by the head. The snake kills man at the heel. Right? Okay. Right. So let's think about this for a second. What do you need legs for?
Walk.
No kidding. Right, but but let me ask you something. Right, if you had everything you needed, right? They brought your food to your bed, right? And you never had to flee danger, right? And you were perfectly satisfied where you were. Would you need legs?
Yes.
What?
Legs.
Excuse me?
Legs.
Why? They'll bring my safer to my bed.
Yes,
right? Is that what you guys do here? What?
You go outside that way.
What?
You go outside that way. So why would you want that?
Well, that's right. The question I'm really asking, right? Adam Rishon, right? In Gan Eden, right? His food was everywhere. There was no danger. Right? There was no better place to be. What do you need legs for? You're okay where you are. Right? What's the point? So the pasuk says, "V'saticha mahalchin ben aom din ba'ela." Pasuk in Sechari, right? The Adam is probably, you have walkways amongst these who stand. The angels are called the ones that are omid; they stand. The Adam is called the holech. Why? Because the big advantage that the Adam has that the angels don't, right? Which is the reason why we got Torah and they didn't. Why do we get Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he had to debate the Malachim, right? Klum kine yesh b'nechem, klum sine yesh b'nechem, right? The power nishtabaritem, all types of bad stuff, we could be slaves to someone else, and we have really bad midas, right? And I'd give the Torah to the Malachim. The problem is they didn't have a Jewish lawyer like we did. I know, it's crazy. Moshe is making an argument why you should give the Torah to the Malachim, because they're perfect and everything is hunky-dory for them. It's easier to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you never have to be meshubit to someone else, right? You don't have all these bad midas. Right? But the answer is like this, right? The tachlis of the Torah that was given to mankind was to progress. Right? An angel doesn't change its programming. The way it's created is the way it is, and its programming keeps it set on that track. We are dynamic. We progress. Now, the critical way in which we progress is that we face off with the Yetzer Hara, we defeat him, and then we conquer whatever we faced off with. We conquer it from Malchus Shemayim. We cause the world, for lack of a better word, to evolve into a better place because we face off with the evil, right? And also in our Tikkun HaMidos. So there is a net gain for Malchus Shemayim if you actually face off with the Ra, because you conquer it and you add it to the Tov. Right? And this is the secret of what it says. First of all, it says at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis. First says, Ra'akim Kitov, Ra'akim Kitov, Ra'akim Kitov. Then it says at the end, everything he made. And it's Hinei Tov Ma'od. So what does the Medrash say on that? Tov Zachain. Tov Ma'od Zamisa. Tov Zeitzar Tov. Tov Ma'od Zeitzar Ra. And all the bad stuff. That stuff is the very good. What does that mean? Because the world that God created is good. But our job is to make it very good. And the way we do is that we face off with all these things he left unfixed. And we face off with them and we conquer them. We overcome them and then they're annexed onto Malchus Shamayim. And we convert a world that's Tov to a world that's Tov Ma'od. When we face off with all the adversity, all the bad stuff that's out there. Right? And that's what it means. Ma'od is the Oisius Adam. Because that's the mission of man. Right? You face off with all the Ra in the world. And you convert it to Tov. And that's what we call progress. That's how we progress. That's how the world progresses. And it goes literally, Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel, Yelchu, walking. Progress. Right? Man was given legs not to for the sake of running around in the rat race of having seeking his parnasa, not for the purpose of, avoiding danger. Right? None of this was supposed to happen. Right? But we were given legs for the idea of making progress. We're not going to be in one madrega. We're going to move from madrega to madrega to madrega. That's what the legs represent. Halichos omlo, altikra halichos el halachos. Why is Jewish law called halacha? Walking. You're supposed to take it to grow with it, not just, be stagnant with it. Just stay in your lane, right? You're supposed to use it to progress and to go mechayel ochayel. So now, the Nachash ruined all that for us. Because now our legs mainly serve to, participate in the rat race, literally. Seeking our parnasa, avoiding danger. Right? And because our situation is not so good, the world is, cursed because of Chet Adam Rishon, so we also have to sometimes move to a better place, right? But not necessarily a higher place. And that's what it means, that he lost his legs. Because now, because of him, we use our legs primarily to seek our parnasa, avoid danger, and seek pleasure. Not its intended use. Right? But it didn't, not its intended main use. It always remains be'etzem for that purpose. But the problem is now legs have become quite defiled. We use them to chase after our parnasa. Which is a total direct outcome of Eitz Hadas. Bezas apecha toch alechem. So now you got to run. It's hard to make a living. You got to run around. So now mankind came up with an idea to make that easier. Right? If you have to grow your own food, and you have to make your own clothes, you have to make your own shoes, right? You'll never have everything you need. What do we do? What did mankind invent? He invented the shuk, the market. So you go to the market, and you trade goods, right? Now, what makes something more marketable? Marketable. What's marketable? It moves. It moves, right? You've got a sucker lined up that'll take it off your hands, and if he has a sucker that'll take it off his hands for a higher price, and there's another sucker lined up behind him, that's already called valuable, right? It moves. Zuzin, right? Money. Russian zaz. How we circulate goods. So we exchange and goods move. It's all, using the legs, mobility. Right? Money really is about stuff circulates. Right? So someone realizes, why are we doing all this for? And that's when the market collapses. So now, the legs becoming what they became because of Chet Adam Rishon. Right? It's where we're most vulnerable, because it forever remains what makes us unstable. We're not solid in one position. That's angels. Now, we're supposed to be, mobile for progress. But we remain mobile, but mobile also means you could progress, you could regress. You're mobile, you could trip. Right? If you stand still, you don't trip. You'll be nichshol. Right? So now, that's what it means. Now, another thing, think about, right? Legs, furthest away from the head. It's the one thing you really could use without thinking. If you had to think every time you took a step, you wouldn't get anywhere very quickly. When you do something without thought, What's that called?
Regulus.
Regulus. Right? Correct. Lashon Rego. Right? So, you know, you can run and run, and people run and run without any direction. You know, movement without any thought out sense of direction. That's what leads to chaos. You know, and that's what we have with Bizmanenu. A lot of movements. Well, it's climate change. A lot of people running, 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 and a lot of money is circulating, circulating, but not much thought. So now that's what it means. You know, who is Shuv Chorosh? We kill the snake with the head. You know how you defeat the Yetzirah? You think. You kill the snake by the head, it means you gotta you know, not go through life without thought, like sleepwalking. You use your head. That's how you kill the snake. Okay, but he gets us in the heel. He gets us, where we're vulnerable to him, is in the legs, right? The things that we do without thinking. You know, we run for our parnasa and we forget why we were born and what we're living for. That's what it means, he gets us in the heel. And that's what it means, you know. Hani birki drabonin the shalhi minayahu, the Gemara says, right? The shadim, you know, they get you in the legs, right? Yeah, that's right. The kaim of the rabbanon, you know, the legs of the rabbanon are always tired. They're always stubbing their toes, right? The shadim, they get you in the legs. That's the part of you that's, you know, furthest away from the head. That's where we're vulnerable, because that's where we're unstable, right? And that's the secret. Batika kafirach Yaakov. It's right, by no coincidence, he got him in the legs. Right? So now, the Torah came to better our situation and gave us, amongst the other things, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Right? Right? Aliyah L'Regel, you know what that is? That's to go back to Eden. That's what it is. Right? You leave your parnasa behind. Right? You leave, you abandon your fields. Because, like, I mean, it's a nace. I mean, you know, that when everyone just goes to Yerushalayim, you know, the Torah says it, the Akash promises. No, right? No one's going to take your land away. While everyone just leaves their field, they leave the whole outside world behind. They leave the shuk behind, and they go to the Beis Hamikdash. It's called Aliyah L'Regel. And the Aliyah L'Regel really represents the journey of life, that we should be, you know, progressing, that the way you die should be, you should be closer to Hashem than the way you were born. You spend your life walking towards. And that's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Right, when you go up, you know, and you raise up the raglayim, right, and use it to go to Beis Elokim, Aliyah L'Regel, raise up the legs. But then came the Yevonim, right, and you know they trespassed, they broke in. Uportzu chomos migdalai, they broke in. V'timu kashmanim, they trespassed, right, because this was supposed to be our special place. When we leave them behind, they're the world of shuk, you know. You think about this, you know, the Shuk monetized everything that Chet Adam Rishon did. Right? Chet Rishon made it difficult to make a living. So you have to have careers to make a living. So doctor, lawyer, you know, Indian chief, all these things, because one guy ate a piece of fruit he shouldn't have. Think about it. Right? But they come, you know, and the Yevonim were the master of this, and they monetize this, and they glorify it. They called it culture. And the whole thing, at the best, is just a countermeasure to the problem of Chet Adam Rishon, and they come and they capitalized on it. They capitalized on the shuk. A shuk is, like we said, whatever you can move, whatever you could con someone into buying off of you. That's what's valuable. Doesn't have value, bad son. And it even goes on, you know, even things of intellect. Something's only called intellectually valuable if other people, you can pass on. They want to hear it. They're willing to pay, you know, to hear it and take it off your hands. And we're supposed to leave the shuk behind and go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yevonim didn't like that. They were jealous. So they defiled the Beis HaMikdash, right? So when the Tikkun came, we drove them out. We didn't just go back to the way it was, right? We did a countermeasure, right? They broke in, right, where they shouldn't have gone. What's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Mitzvah Nichol al Pesach Beiso Mibachutz, right? They broke into the light that belongs to us, the orator that's only for us. So now we countermeasure, we're going to take the light out from there, right? To shine out to the shuk. And that's Nifla mode, right? So Yaakov, they got him in the legs, which represents all the goluyos that we're going to go into. All right, so Chazal said, anyone who's not misane on Tisha B'Av's kilu ochal gira nasha. Right, the Vatika Kafirach Yaakov is where the Jewish people are vulnerable, Lidiris. So we have Ner Chanukah as a countermeasure. What's the mitzvah? So it's a Pesach Beis on Mibachutz, to shine to the outside world. And what's the Zman? No kidding. There you go. All right. All right. It's to go and bring ore down to the Raglaim, where we're vulnerable. Out in the Shuk, right? Out in the Golos, when we're out of our real element that we're supposed to, we have to bring the Ora Torah there. So, we used to have Aliyah Lerego, but now we're being prepared for Golos. Being prepared, which is called darkness. Choshech, throughout Tanakh, it's called Choshech. Shraga b'tiara mayahanya, right? The door, the Ner is for to dispel the darkness. That's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Ner l'ragli dvorecha. We're all in the Sivasi. That the Ora Torah is called, it's called Ner Mitzvah v'Torah Or. It's Torah Or when you live in the time of Haras Panim, when you have a Beis HaMikdash on earth. You're living in light all around you. That's Torah Or. Then there's Ner Mitzvah to bring the Or of Torah into the darkness, down to the legs. And that's what's keeping us going in this Golos. Now, Nes Chanukah was the last Nes in our history. And that we have to live off that Pach Hashem, and not just for 8 days, until Mashiach comes, Meher V'Yameinu. It's the last Nes that, after that, we went into this long and hard Golos of Golos Edom, right? The guy that Yaakov faced off with in this week's Parsha. Right after Nes Chanukah, just 200 years later, right? Went into the whole Golos that we're in right now. And Chanukah was that Hachana, right? For, it's the Refuah Kodem Lamaka of Vatika Kafirach Yaakov. And that's what the Sfarim say. Why do you go back? Why do you vaso Yaakov Levado? Went for Pachim Ketane, says the Shlach HaKadosh. So Remes, for Nes Pach HaShemen. It was all a Hachonah. Right? He went back for Nes Pach HaShemen to get the Pachim Ketane. Right? Then Vayavak Ish Imo Adai HaShachar. Right? But we got the Refuah Karmak, we got the Ner Chanukah that illuminates, down to the Raglaim, right? Out to the Shuk. Machatichla Regal Min HaShuk, right, as a countermeasure for this long and hard Golos that we're in under Esav. I'll just mention one more thing. Gemara says, Me'olam lo yarda shechina lamata me'asar tvachim. Our man space is 10 tvachim high. That's why Rosh Hashanah is only 10 tefachim high. Above that, Avir Mokum Ptur. Your sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. That's man space. That's the Oretz Nosan Livnei Adam. That's it. Our turf ends at 10 tefachim. And the Shechina represents, respects our boundaries. Me'olam lo yada Shechina l'mata me'asara. Right? But Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha l'mata me'asara, Gemara says. Right. Not necessarily the halacha, it's the machlokas rishon where that's the halacha, but mitzvah nicha lamata me'asar. Ner Chanukah is the altar that goes to the outside, that goes down, that goes where the Shechina doesn't reach. It's what's keeping us going in this dark, dark, dark golos. Right. So, what's the takeaway? Right. Takeaway is, you say, I'm not holding by learning right now. I'm in a bad place. Right. I'm not meyushav b'dayti, so I can't go up to the Torah. Chanukah presented that Torah comes down to you. If you need it that bad, and you're in a bad place, you're in a dark place, the Ner Chanukah goes l'mata me'asar, it goes down to the Raglaim, it goes out to the Shuk. We have, after Baruch Hu gave us Chanukah, he precedented this idea that aside from ascending the Torah, which is Aliyah L'Rego, by the Yom Tovim D'Iraisa, there's Yom Tovim D'Rabbanu, where we bring the Or HaTorah down. Right, to help us, Ba'omek HaGolos, we should get out of it. B'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen. The Bechaper from Langreys is his brother? From Muncie.
What? Yeah.
Near Osamea.
Yeah, that's my brother.